Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 23rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. What's next for stocks? Avoiding a government shutdown and stricter vaccine standards. Leading today's news, U.S. stocks look set to climb again, with Dow futures up 0.7% and S&P 500 NASDAQ futures ahead by 0.5% after a bout of volatility that had tested the market's months-long rebound. Better-than-expected earnings from Nike lifted sentiment after the bell on Tuesday, with the sneaker giant seeing digital sales grow 82%, driving the stock up 13% after hours. In Washington, Jerome Powell and Steven Mnuchin urged more spending to help the economy recover from COVID-19, and the Fed chair will head back to Capitol Hill today to testify about the government's pandemic response. President Trump also confirmed the U.S. would not impose a lockdown to curb the spread of the coronavirus after Boris Johnson walked back some eased restrictions in the U.K. In other news, the House passed a short-term spending bill Tuesday night in a 359-57 vote, which would keep the government funded through December 11th. The Senate is expected to vote on it this week. In addition to funding most government agencies, the measure would add back dropped farm payments sought by the Trump administration, in return for expanded nutrition assistance for low-income households sought by Democrats. Lawmakers have said they want to get past the shutdown threat to focus on passing more coronavirus relief, which they have failed to do for months amid disagreements over the size and scope of a fifth stimulus package. Tougher FDA standards for emergency use authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine will extend the review timeline and make it unlikely that a nod could happen by Election Day, according to the Washington Post. The agency is tightening the criteria to boost transparency and public trust amid perceptions that the review process is being politicized. Just over 50% of people would get the vaccine if it was available today, down from 72% in May, according to the Pew Research Center. At its Battery Day event, Tesla promised a $25,000 car with full autonomy, as well as plans to halve the cost of batteries, but the three-year timeline disappointed investors. Shares tumbled nearly 7% in after-hours trading, after initially turning higher following the company's 2020 shareholder meeting. Elon Musk also said he was targeting eventual annual production of 20 million vehicles, or almost twice as many as output leader Volkswagen sold last year. One of the things that troubles me the most is that we don't yet have a truly affordable car. In order to do that, we've got to get the cost of batteries down. Apple's launch of its first online store in India marks a new chapter in its business in India, where about 99% of the market is dominated by Android. Nearly the entire Apple lineup, including new products announced last week, will be offered directly to consumers for the first time. Users had to previously buy items from Amazon India, Flipkart, or authorized franchises. India is becoming increasingly important for Apple. In recent years, the tech giant has started manufacturing some of its devices in the country. Foxconn began building the iPhone 11 near Chennai in July, while the company has made other iPhone models in India since as early as 2017. Peloton shares fell as much as 6% on Tuesday after Echelon announced an X Prime Smart Connect bike that was developed in collaboration with Amazon. The machine was listed on Amazon's website for $499, a steep discount to machines offered by Peloton, but has since been listed as currently unavailable. The bike is not an Amazon product or related to Amazon Prime, an Amazon spokeswoman wrote by email. Echelon does not have a formal partnership with Amazon. We are working with Echelon to clarify this in its communications, stop the sale of the product, and change the product branding. Peloton is up 1.7% pre-market. The shift to zero-fee trading has not only upended the brokerage industry, but also the market makers, which do the buying and selling of financial instruments via a bid-ask spread. The latest? Citigroup had closed its market-making business and retail options as it was unable to compete in a technology arms race to be among the fastest and most reliable, the Financial Times reports. The decision leaves Morgan Stanley as the sole major Wall Street bank in the sector, which is dominated by other market makers like Citadel Securities, Susquehanna, Simplex Trading, and Optiver. Back at the start of the summer, at the height of the George Floyd protests, more than 200 companies pulled their advertising from Facebook, citing problems with hate speech and aggressive content. The hashtag Stop Hate for Profit campaign then picked up steam, with celebrities like Kim Kardashian West, though truce now appears to be in the making. The World Federation of Advertisers has helped negotiate a deal on posting statements, which sets some ground rules on what counts as hate speech, and empowers external auditors to oversee the new system. The reporting standards, as well as tools to custom tailor ad placement, are set to launch in the second half of 2021, and will also incorporate platforms like YouTube and Twitter. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with Bitcoin flat and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Composite Flash is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.